Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Press release. 6 months on, and the Dawah carriers and the notables of the liberated areas are still in al-Julani's prisons. Translated. The Turkish regime was disturbed by the intensive work of the Dawah carriers, which focused on stopping the Sochi conference and its most dangerous clauses, to open international roads, especially after many of the region's notables interacted with this move, during which the party organised many pickets on these roads and many visits to the so-called guarantor Turkish points, and held a conference in which hundreds of dignitaries gathered to discuss the conditions of the revolution and presented appropriate solutions that put an end to this continuous deterioration, followed by numerous statements issued by the notables of the regions, which prompted the Turkish regime to move one of its tools, al-Julani, to launch a campaign against the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir and the notables of liberated areas. They started with the confiscation of the equipment of the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's broadcast, followed by a campaign of arrests of dozens of advocates of the Khilafah, the Caliphate, and the notables, during which their security men perpetuated the worst and most criminal methods that fired directly during the raid and arrest process, like what happened in the town of Kili. It is worth noting that these repressive practices are not specific to the HTS faction, Hayat al-Tahrir al-Sham, Organization for the Liberation of the Levant, but rather they are the general practices of most of the factions associated with state intelligence, with varying proportions of oppression and criminality. It was preceded by ISIS that arrested the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir and harassed and even executed some of them. It was also preceded by the Legion of the Rahman, Falaq al-Rahman, the Army of Islam, Jaish al-Rahman, in Ghouta, the Suqura Sham Brigade, and others who were willing to be tools in the hands of international intelligence against the advocates of the Khilafah and against everyone who uttered the word of truth. O Muslims in Asham, the abode of Islam, more than 6 months passed and still advocates of the Khilafah and the dignitaries of the liberated areas are in prisons, as if they are the ones who kill Muslims on the roadblocks and in the streets, as if they are the ones who handed over the regions in coordination with the intelligence of the supportive countries, as if they are the ones who harass the people of Asham in their living by imposing levies and taxes, as if they are the ones who prevent the opening of the battle of the Sahil and adhere to the one-axis battle, as if they were the ones who liquidated the factions in abhorrent fighting for power and influence, as if they are the ones practicing the policy of repression, abuse, imprisonment and killing under torture. O Muslims of Asham, the abode of Islam, you all know the criminality of the Russian regime and the rest of the regimes. This criminality, from which no mosque, school, bakery or house or prison has been spared, and all of you know that the issue of targeting prisons is not born today. Idlib, central prison, was targeted more than once, and hundreds of prisoners were killed, and many of their relatives, women and children, who were visiting their husbands and fathers. Other prisons were targeted, and it is known to all that prisons in the liberated areas under this factional system that made the policy of oppression, bullying and gagging mouths its approach, they have increased and have become countless. And with the insistence of this factional system to arrest those sincere from all areas and keep them in prison with this violent bombing of the liberated areas in general, we consider this insistence as a deliberate killing and intended liquidation, as it is not hidden to everyone, the rapid and sudden fall of areas. And this makes it possible for many prisoners to fall into the clutches of the tyrant of Asham. Accordingly, everyone must move to release the oppressed prisoners from the prisons of the factional system and each sincere, regardless of his position, must have a position to be reckoned with by Allah. So he works to get rid of the hegemony of the so-called supportive states over the decision of the factional leaders and proceed ahead with the work to topple the regime of criminality and the establishment of the rule of Islam in which no one is oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
And say, do as you will, for Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers, and you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you of what you used to do. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 105. The Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. The 5th of February, 2020.